Danny, never nice to lose at a local derby, but it seemed a really intense one at Magic. What was it like for you?
Yeah, it was disappointing. It was probably an intense game, especially for that first 40 than been involved in for a while. And I thought we gave a good crack, and just probably a lapse in concentration for, 10 or so minutes start that second half. And Cass, as they've done all year, they take advantage of that. They're a pretty clinical team at the minute, and any mistakes or lapses of concentration you have, they punish you. So, they deserve credit for that. Sorry,
yeah.
Can't speak. Yeah, they deserve credit for that, and I think we will be disappointed with that little patch there, and a few other opportunities that we probably missed throughout the game. But a bit frustrating, but. Lots of positives to take from the game.
I'm going
to
say, because they came out and they threw everything at you early doors, didn't they? You weathered that storm and then you came back into the game. As you said, at half time it was in the balance, wasn't it?
Yeah, we did. Jeez.
Oh, just clear. You're all right.
I'll watch out with this thing. I think, like I say, we weathered the storm early, and they're very clinical when they get opportunities, but we managed to limit them in that first half, and we had a few reasonable chances. If Callum takes that kick as well in the just before half time, the game looks a little bit different there. But that's how it goes, and I think again you've got to credit Cass for the. Everybody talks about their attacking, but they're a good team defensively. They're very gritty as well, and they've married the. Attacking and defensive game together at the minute, and they're a pretty tough team to break down. So, I think we'll take confidence out of that. Though I think, we know where we need to improve. We know what we need to do better, and a few players on the sidelines that'll add to our team. Keith Galloway, Mitch Garbutt, we probably lacked a little bit of size. In that back, start of that second half, and with our ball back as well. I think. We can give him a closer run for the money next time we meet.
I know you don't want to lose the game, but if we'd have offered you to be in the top four and in the quarter final of the cup after 14 rounds, you would have taken that, wouldn't you, at the start?
Yeah, I think we're in a good position, and there's we've had a couple of opportunities. We could have been a couple more wins, but on the flip side of that, we've snuck a couple of games as well. I remember Salford earlier in the season, and then Catalans a couple of weeks ago. So, I think where we are, is probably a good. What we've done this year, where we're sitting is probably how we've performed, to be honest with you. So we probably grade ourselves probably a B with things to improve on. So we'll be looking to do that. Everybody's in today, as you can see, and hurting and that, but looking forward to trying to get right for Warrington on Friday.
I'm going to say one big rivalry with Castleford, there's also with Warrington. You seem to have some real ding-dongs with them. This is going to be another big one, isn't it?
Yeah, they got the better us early on in the season over at their place, so I think we'll be ready for that. They're a good team, obviously well coached, they've got some great players, so we pride ourselves playing well at home, and I think everyone wants to, once you've had a loss, you're itching to get back out there and right a few wrongs. So, that's what we'll be looking to do on Friday.
And you guys know, last year, trying to chase down that top eight, it can get quite difficult. And that's what Warrington are having to do at the minute, isn't it?
Yeah, I mean, at that point last year, we were in a tough situation. We had a lot of injuries. And, I saw Warrington play on Saturday, and, I think they were pretty full strength. So they are probably doing it as tough as we did it last year. But again, it is tough when you've got to make them wins, and there's a different kind of pressure there. So it's up to us to, I suppose, hammer that nail in and try and keep them down there at the bottom end. So that's the challenge that we've got coming up this week.
Because while it seems a long season, it is a long season, obviously, but when you've got that cut-off point at 23 and you don't want to be in the bottom four, I guess the games are going by pretty quick for them. They need to come here and win, don't they?
Yeah, they do. Like you say, time's running out. We're 14 in now, so... and there's some big games that, there's no easy games now in this competition, so you can't wait for next week and hope to put it right then. It's sort of here and the now, so that's the challenge for us again this week, to make sure we commit and put in a performance that's good for the shirt, really. And Warrington are going to come here and want to try and do the same.
Ashton Golding, young fullback, how do you feel he's going at the moment?
I think Ash has been really good. I think You know, obviously a lot of pressure taking that full-back shirt. It's you know, it's a tough place. Any mistakes are highlighted in that position, and anything you do right is highlighted as well. And I think he's been very good for us. He's still learning the game. You know, he's very enthusiastic, and you know, he's a real proud Leeds lad. And you know, you see the pride every time he pulls a shirt on, which you know is good for me to see as well. I enjoy you know, watching Ash around the place, and he's only going to get better. You know, he's still young. He's you know, I think we're at times we're too quick to criticise these young players and jump on the back, but you know, Ash is going to be a big player for the club for a lot of years.
A magic weekend. It seems it might be moving from Newcastle. What do you think about that?
Yeah, I enjoyed it. I think it's a good place. I think that, you know, I think we probably need to speak to the fans a bit more and find out what they think. But you know, it's quite central to the city there in Newcastle, and 30,000 both days shows that people, you know, have turned up and supported it. So yeah, I'm not sure. I've heard a few other places that they may be taking it, and we'll see what happens.